So friends, if I counted correctly, there between the second reading and the gospel today, the word remain is used 10 times. I could have not counted correctly because I started tailgating for the marathon at 6 a.m. today. I was out there sprinkling holy water on all the runners. But if I counted correctly, the word remain is used 10 times, 2 times in the second reading, 8 times in the gospel. So it seems like Jesus and the church want us to reflect on that. And I was thinking about it in terms of the difference between the abiding, sustaining, consistent quality of remaining versus the sort of transient, temporary quality of just passing through somewhere. So we pass through a hotel. We stay at our home. We pass through a college degree. We stay in a career. We pass through a relationship fling. We stay in a marriage. There's something different, and I would say in general, we recognize the value of the abiding, consistent, sustaining quality of something. But at the same time, that requires a level of dedication, commitment, and dare I say, pruning, right? That passing through does not. Like when I stay at a hotel or an Airbnb or something, I don't really care what the quality of the landscaping is. But I care about the quality of landscaping at my house, which happens to be the church. Right? In other words, there are demands when we're talking about staying with something rather than just passing through. Right? There are demands asked of us that are not asked of us if it's simply a temporary arrangement. And so this was on my mind for 3 different reasons this weekend. The first is just faith in general, but specifically our students often leaving here for the summer. And so faith in general is just like, I think sometimes today people want to have Jesus and a relationship with him in these kind of touch and go spurts. It's like, occasionally I'm plugged in and connected, but then I go through significant periods in which I'm not. Right? It's like being a fair weather fan, right? If you're a fair weather fan, you cheer for your team when the team's good, and you desert them when your team's bad, right? I'm a Browns fan, so either you aren't a fan or you can't be a fair weather fan, right? But it's getting better, I would say. Right, but what Jesus is saying here in the gospel is if you want to bear fruit that actually lasts into eternity, you can't be a fair weather fan in terms of a relationship with me. Right? You've got to constantly stay connected to the source. You've got to be plugged in to the means of grace consistently in an abiding, sustaining way, not just like a passing through kind of way. This was on our minds just as I remember when I was in college and I started to take faith seriously, and then even when I was in seminary, right? There was just a radical difference in my faith life when I was at college or in seminary versus when I would go home on breaks. I would just disconnect. And I wasn't occasioning the abiding quality of remaining with Christ, being grafted onto the vine in those periods. So it was cool. CSA hosted an event last week called Faith in a Faraway Place. And it was just a talk and a way of having a conversation with students as they go home for the summer. How do you stay rooted and in with the vine over break when you're not surrounded by a community that keeps you accountable, when you don't have as easy access, right, to a community of faith? How do you stay connected to the vine? And so I think just in general, that's something we have to, that requires a lot more effort than just passing through with a relationship with the Lord. It takes a ton more effort, a ton more surrender, a ton more discipline and commitment to stay constantly connected and remaining with second reflection is just some sports-related things this weekend. The first is the marathon. So we had our runner's mass last night at 4:30. It was great. We had about 100 runners here, their families. And I could talk to them about how, of course, training for a marathon is not supposed to be a passing through kind of thing, right? It's supposed to, hopefully, for many of them, be a kind of impetus and a source of momentum to help them establish a healthier lifestyle. Now, I admitted that for me, I ran one half marathon, and I've never run since, and so it didn't do that for me. Right, and the other part is it takes a ton of pruning. Like, the fact that they had to run in this junk today. Did any of you run and come right to mass? Oh, we have somebody back there hiding behind the pillar. You just ran it? Wow. That had to be hard. Yeah. Is that, did I bless you on the way? Get you. There was enough water. You didn't really need holy water. Right? But the amount of pruning that happens in training, right, is incredible. I have to give a shout out. As some of you know, I've been helping as a volunteer assistant coach with the women's tennis team for 4 or 5 years now. And you may have seen this, but they not only won the regular season MAC championship last week, but yesterday here at home, they won the MAC championship tournament. And so the coach is here, Tracy Montler. And I had 4:30 mass, so I had to leave in the middle of it, which was horrible. But she just gave me this before mass today, my championship medal. But one of the coolest things about that is I've just, not to any degree like coach, but I've seen what these girls have been through for 4 years being pruned. They've lost in the MAC championship final the last 2 years, and how painful it was and how pruning it was. But it makes the enjoyment of what they did yesterday so much better, right? And so any athletic enterprise, we know, we get this metaphor of the vine and the branches because, and if you do any gardening, you get this metaphor. Things do not flourish unless there's a ton of pruning. And sometimes even things have to be completely cut off in order for new growth to happen. That's true in the sports world. That's true in the gardening world. That's true, I'm sure, in the musician world. It's true in all things. Why would that not be true in the spiritual life? That there's a ton of discipline God needs to take us through in the ways of love, in order for us to weed out the selfishness and the self-absorption and all of the areas, our pride and our jealousy and our vanity and our gossip and all the everything else. God needs to prune from us so that we can bear fruit that will last. Final point is just, this is our kind of our graduation weekend, or the weekend where we celebrate our farewell for those who will graduate next weekend at the University of Toledo. And if the graduates that are here, I just want to say, you passed through Corpus Christi. The goal is not to remain with Corpus Christi, right? That's probably the driving force of my vision of campus ministry. We get a privileged time of 4 years to work with students to prepare them to practice their faith the next, hopefully, 60, 80 years of their life. It's not to keep them here and hold them in this experience. It's to help them remain grafted onto the branch that is the vine that is Jesus for the rest of their life. We had a Life After College night last week. About 18 of our graduates came, and I talked about this, and I said, listen, if I call you up in 3 years, and you give me some excuses like, you know, I went to this small town and there's one church and the priest, I don't really like the priest and I miss you and the music was no good and yeah, I just stopped going about a year. I said, I'm going to drive down wherever you're at and I'm going to haunt you, right? Because that was not the goal. The goal was to plug you in to Christ and his church to such an extent, right, that you never, it's unthinkable to be separated from that vine, right? Even if the worship experience is maybe not what you found here, the worship experience is not quite the same as you wanted, you pass through here, hopefully to remain in faith and to remain with Christ the rest of your life. So that's my appeal to all of our graduates, right? As you go out to new places, right, continue to seek this relationship. It'll look differently the rest of your life than it looked in college, but to seek that out and to try to stay grafted on to the one who is the vine. So friends, whatever the reason is for our need for pruning, whether it's sports, whether it's our faith life in general, whether it's our moving on from here, I think this analogy of Jesus always resonates, the vine and the branches. We all need pruning. We all need to be constantly plugged in to the source of grace and prayer and the sacraments and in other ways. And so let's strive to continue to do that so that in our relationship with the Lord, we aren't just passing through in little spurts of making him a priority, but that we can remain with him so that we bear fruit for eternity.